And we had the two-day Scone Carnival. Thought we'd get the wrap-up on that. Just see when the dust has settled, what to look forward to next year. Heath Courtney, the CEO, joins me. Morning, Heath.
Good morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Good. You've probably had a good breakdown of it all, had a look back at it. And this being your first one, it's too, I suppose, so you can look at it through fresh eyes. What was your take on the 2 days?
Very exciting, mate. Yeah, I hear you talking to Darren recently. That was just an eye-opener for all of us, mate, getting to experience Darren, being so passionate, a man who's done it all. And, to win the Scone Cup there, it was terrific. But all in all, numbers were excellent, mate. Numbers down a little bit on the Friday, but up on the Saturday. So, all on par for from previous years, mate.
All right, now you've got the half-day holiday on the Saturday. Are you looking at more marquees, anything like that for next year? What do you do?
The half-day holiday's on the Friday, mate.
Yep.
The public holiday. We've had a small debrief today. We're going to have a bigger one next week. But, definitely looking at doing something a bit different, a bit more exciting going forward. The carnival's been going for some time now, and it's been a success, and it's time to take it to another level in years to come.
Were you full up with the corporate areas, people saying we want to come and have a sit-down or have an area to ourselves?
Very close, yeah, very close to full. Not quite as big as last year on the Friday, but bigger on the Saturday. Still room for growth on the Saturday there with the better racing. But we had numbers in excess of 5,000, which is up on previous years for the Saturday. So maybe the consensus is changing from the Friday to the better day of racing on the Saturday amongst locals even.
Well, your Saturday racing was just fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, exceptional, mate. Exceptional nominations, acceptances, equality, and to have the likes of Tommy Berry and Huey Bowman hang around to race in Scone instead of going to Brisbane for a Group 1 is it's absolute credit to the ground staff here in producing a track that was just fair to all comers.
Now, obviously, when you debrief, you would have had a yarn to some of the top jocks, top trainers. Do you get feedback from all them?
Yeah, very minor on the day. They're obviously busy men.
Yeah.
Was fortunate enough to get a phone call yesterday morning from the Jockeys Association, at the request of some of the jockeys who attended, offering their praises for what we offered over the two-day carnival, which, is a rarity in its own. We appreciate they very busy men, but for them to go out of their way and to contact us to thank us very much and give credit to the surface is exceptional.
It's interesting, isn't it? I said earlier on to someone that if you get a good racetrack, good surface, good trainers will come and bring good horses. And I suppose if you look after the jocks as well, often it's just something simple, they want to come back.
Yeah, it is, mate. And we have to look after all the stakeholders, And then that includes the jockeys. They're paramount to the success of the product that we offer. And, it was absolute credit to them to show up again on the Saturday.
Now, I'm going to run an idea by you here straight off the cuff. I'm going to have a chat with Christian Buchanan in a moment. Christian trains, of course. And she'll be joining me after I speak with you. And she went to the races the other day, got her little girl who's 3.5. I think had a lady looking after her, but there were difficulties. And the thought's been raised that perhaps at racetracks now for participants, that maybe there's somewhere where they can leave their child if they have to with someone. She had issues with the carer, couldn't take her into places, whatever. Is that something you reckon racetracks can look at in the future?
Definitely so. Yeah, definitely so. Pubs and clubs have obviously had that in place for some time, and I think we'd be negligent not to look at it. And as part of our immediate debrief after Carnival, particularly the Saturday, is going to be really family focused, a large area in the marquee allocated for that sort of care, and carers in place to allow stakeholders like Ms. Buchanan to go and do their work and have the club safely look after the young ones.
It's, and the thing is, it's not only these days with the families the way they are. It's not just, say, someone like Kristen coming to the race with their daughter. You can have a guy bring their child to the races as a trainer. I think they're here. I need to have them looked after for a period of time.
Yeah, certainly so, mate. Yeah, certainly so. And, there they are, the future as well. Mm. If the kids aren't able to come here and enjoy the racing, it doesn't look good for our sport for years to come. And we definitely want to encourage it. I don't think the Scone racetracks alone we look to cater for everyone as best as we can, but it was definitely brought up with the amount of kids that were here on Saturday, which is exceptional. We did have kids activities here on the day, which were well utilised, but it's something that we definitely want to push and grow going forward.
Now, the other thing which will excite a lot of owners who have horses trial at Scone, I spoke to you about this the other day, you're very tech-minded, and for people who trial horses and so forth, they'll be able to find out, hopefully in the near future, a lot quicker how the horses go.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at a revamp of our website as well as our social media aspect. It's all very important, as you know, going forward with all sports. We all want instant satisfaction. We put a lot of money in and we want to know what's going on and where as quickly as possible. And the Scone Race Club definitely wants to come on board and start paving the way there.
Terrific. Good on you, Heath. Congrats on the weekend. And good to catch up. We'll keep in touch going forward.
Yep. Thanks very much for your time, Sean.
Thanks, Heath. Heath Courtney there, the CEO at Scone.